All right? This is the first ones, and then the devil will be locked away himself, the serpent. That's Azazel or Iblis. That does not mean that his demons will not be about their work in the world. He himself will be locked in the bottomless pit by way of Michael, while the 144,000 are taken to another plane, elevated, it'll say taken up, and they're being groomed to become Christ-like, so that when they return into the world, for the people of the second death or the second resurrection, because the first resurrection will be the first fruits of them that were dead, and the second resurrection will be the people that's left behind. Okay, it'll go on. And I saw a throne, and they that sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them. And I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Christ. He saw in this vision the disciples of Jesus, the Messiah, who had died in his name because of what they believed. Blessed is he was persecuted after righteous namesake, for his is the kingdom of heaven, Jesus said. Immediately after Jesus the Messiah left, his disciples started being persecuted by the Romans and the Greeks, and Paul and James and different men that adhered to Jesus' teachings migrated to different parts of the world and was either crucified, was hung upside down, was many things. They were tortured. Okay? And for the word of God. And that's for the declaration of Shahada, the what? Meaning that they believed in the oneness, Tawheed, of the Creator. This is why they persecuted them. For not just because of Christ, but because of Christ and Tawheed, because they believed that Jesus was the Messiah and that he was sent from one God and not their many Roman gods or their many statues or deities that they set up. And which had not worshipped the beast. These are the people who did not fall victim to the beast, neither his image, neither had received the mark. Now this takes us back to Daniel 9:7, or it takes us into Revelation 13, which speaks about those people who will receive the mark of the beast. Not only will they receive the mark of the beast, but they'll also receive his image. And this is what I spoke to you all about last week, when I spoke of people who were beginning to try to look like white people. When people are starting to alter their noses, and different people are altering their faces, they're trying to live in the image of what Revelation 13 describes as the harlot. Everybody is trying to look British. Everybody is trying to look German. All the punk rocks and all the styles that are coming over, people are not just practicing and getting the mark of the beast on their hand. They're not just changing all the currency of the world over to this system and everybody living by the credit card. But every place you go, if you go to Mexico today, you find people in Mexico trying to look like Americans. If you go to Egypt today, people have taken off the garbs of the Egyptians and they're trying to dress like Americans. If you go to Palestine today, you find people have taken off their garbs of the Palestinians and they start trying to look like Americans. If you go to Arabia, Sudan, and any part of the world today, notice that everybody in every part of the world has laid down their culture and are taking on the image of the beast and his culture.